Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call to order the Administrative Committee for Wednesday, April 10, 2013. I'd like to confirm a quorum, please.
We have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you. Our second item is the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Campos, second by Mr. Glover. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, a consent agenda is approved. We'll now move to our transit passenger surveying services. There's a contract amendment that we're looking at for transit passenger survey, Red Hill Group Incorporated. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Commissioners. There are two items before you, 3A and 3B, both relate to transit passenger data collection. The first item, 3A, seeks a contract amendment to an existing contract with Red Hill Group for $200,000. Amending their contract will allow us to continue data collection through the spring of this year.
Can I ask you to move your microphone just a little closer?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. The second item, 3B, seeks approval for a pre-qualified consultant bench to continue the transit surveying work from this spring through the next three fiscal years. It was a competitive procurement with a consultant selection team comprising staff from MTC, VTA, and Golden Gate Transit. Eight firms proposed for the work and three were selected. The three firms selected for the panel are Corey Canaparian Galanis of San Francisco, Red Hill Group of Irvine, California, and ETC Institute of the Kansas City area. By way of background, the MTC transit surveying work began in March 2010 as part of the Transit Sustainability Project. We are collecting transit passenger data to support Title VI equity reporting requirements, to better understand the travel patterns of diverse racial, ethnic, and income backgrounds, to aid in coordination of transit systems, and to refine regional planning tools such as MTC's travel demand model. Since the beginning of this project, we developed the data collection methodology and the survey instrument and have surveyed five operators thus far: AC Transit, County Connection, Santa Rosa City Bus, Sonoma County Transit, Petaluma Transit. For this spring, we have SamTrans that should begin surveying in a few weeks, and Golden Gate Transit and the regional ferry system will be surveyed hopefully this spring as well. VTA is tentatively planned for the fall, and then BART for next spring with additional small operators as well. For item 3A, staff's recommendation is to amend the existing Red Hill Group contract for $200,000 to get us through spring's data collection. And for item 3B, staff's recommendation is to approve a pre-qualified panel of firms for surveying work that would run through June of 2016 in the total contract amount not to exceed $1.5 million. With that, I'll respond to any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions on these contracts? Yes.
I'm sorry again because I'm new. Do we do this on a rotating basis for the different districts?
This is a pilot project, and our goal is to make this a regional program. But this is the first time that MTC has taken on this level of transit surveying. Right now, operators have mostly surveyed independently, but our goal is to have a regional program with consistent data collection methodology and consistent data collected so that we can compare across different operators.
So let me just express a little bit of concern. I'm still trying to understand whether or not I would even want HOV lanes in Oakland, but we're the center of so many transit routes, right? So that in some ways you like people to slow down and actually take a look at your city and not just zoom through. So I've been looking at that as a policy issue. But it would be useful to, as you do that data, to do it in a way that I could understand who just zooms through the city. So I was wondering if that's going to be possible, since you seem to be doing all around us.
Maybe I could take Schumann. Can I?
Yeah, please.
This is all related to transit passengers. In the past, we've collected the individual survey data from separate operators. So this is the first time we'll have a consistent way of measuring the types of things that you're mentioning. But it is transit related. So the BART system, AC Transit, any of the services on the Express Network would all be part of that system.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the answer is yes. We'll get a sense of people who zoom through. Okay.
In terms of the transit ridership.
Any other questions? If not, is there? Yes, Mr. Camps.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick question about: can you talk a little bit about how much outreach was done in terms of making sure that we had a pretty wide array of vendors, companies that were aware of this? I know that you sent it out to the vendors that we have on our list, but if you can talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. So it was sent out to over 300 vendors that are registered with us. Also on the TMIP listserv, which is kind of the travel modeling listserv, which most vendors who do this sort of work would be on. And then individual vendors that we wanted to have an opportunity to participate in this procurement.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Mayor Kwan, did you have another question? No, okay. Seeing none, is there a motion to approve? Can we take them together, I assume? Is there a motion to approve items A and B under 3?
Second.
Motion by Mr. Perinsky, second by Mr. Campos. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion passes. Our next contract amendment is a special CEQA counsel, Thomas Law Group, and our own counsel is going to present.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I mean, I think the memo is pretty self-explanatory. We need to add $250,000 to the authorization, which we had expected that ABAG would be contributing to the contract, but they're not able to do it. So we'd like to have it funded from MTC.
Okay. Mr. Campos, you had a question.
Thank you. Just a similar question in terms of how this law firm was selected. Mm-hmm. It's a Sacramento firm, and, you know, we have many talented CEQA counsel in the Bay Area, and just wondering if you could talk a little bit about the process you followed.
Thank you, Commissioner Campos. My predecessor, Francis Chen, chose the law firm in 2009, and I have, you know, a brief background from him through an oral communication, and the history is reflected in the memo as far as what I know. But Francis, and perhaps Ann and Steve can add to what I'm saying since I wasn't here in 2009, but Francis had worked with Tina Thomas quite a bit when the last plan was being adopted, and he found her very useful. He also used her services in an air quality litigation case that we were sued on in the early 2000s. And the third reason that he chose her was that she was the primary CEQA consultant to Senator Steinberg in the drafting of SB 375. So for all those reasons, he felt that he had a compelling reason to use her as CEQA counsel.
And I appreciate that. I guess what I would say is that I think that any time you're thinking about awarding these kinds of contracts, I think that you want to revisit past decisions, because even though they may very well be completely justified, and in this case it sounds like there was a very good reason for this, I do think it's important for us to provide opportunities to local firms, and that to not miss out on the opportunity that there may be someone actually who could, you know, do the same quality, maybe even higher quality of work, that doesn't have to charge you for traveling. So I would just urge that we think about that going forward. I don't have a problem with this firm, but I think it's important for us to step back and think about that as we move forward with these kinds of contracts.
Commissioner, let's just take note of that, and I'd be willing to make you a deal, and that is if we can keep Tina all the way through this cycle, and that may involve litigation. I hope not, but it may. Then perhaps we'd have an opportunity to bid it out again once we get done with Plan Bay Area.
Thank you. I think when it, I'm supportive of this extension, but I think when it comes to an attorney for something of this magnitude and as very this is like a seems like a, almost like a specialty within CEQA in terms of the interactions with the Plan Bay Area. I think having we have a lot of talented CEQA lawyers, but having the person who is the true expert in the area, I think it is critical, and having continuity is critical. This is not your typical vendor situation where you can switch from one to another. It's not a big deal. This seems like a fairly unique kind of specialty, and so I think it's totally appropriate to keep that kind of continuity. I have a question, though, about the payment. So ABAG committed to paying the $250,000 and then it's just unable to do it? Did they not budget for it? Did they not plan for it? What was the explanation for why we have to cover ABAG's payment?
Again, this is my understanding from Francis through a conversation when we had the transition from Francis to me, was that there was an agreement between Francis and Ken Moy that the cost would be split. Again, I would ask Steve and Ann to pipe up if there's something that I'm missing, but there was an agreement between Francis and Ken Moy that the $500,000 would be split, but up to the point that Francis departed MTC, Ken Moy said he never had the funds. And since I've come on board, that position has continued. I know that we've reviewed ABAG's budgets carefully and we've added funding to them, but I don't believe that the funding had a line item for this particular item. So,
well, why did they commit to it if they... I mean, did they think they would have the funding, and then there was no fund? I'm just curious.
I'm going to defer to Ann and Steve on that, since it happened before I arrived.
Commissioner, I'm afraid I wasn't privy to whatever understanding Francis might have had with Ken Moy. My practice in life is that if it's not in writing, it's probably not enforceable, and I'm afraid that's the nature of this commitment.
Do they deny that the commitment was made, or do they?
Ken has acknowledged to me that, you know, there was this discussion, but they just don't have the money.
Okay. I support this. I think it's sort of a little odd that they made a commitment, which is not exactly an earth-shattering commitment in terms of $250,000 over a number of years for a plan on which ABAG is very involved. And I understand ABAG doesn't have its own revenue-generating source, and they struggle. But I think this is sort of this is odd. But I, with that said, I will support it.
Is that a motion?
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion on this?
I'll move the item.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Glover. Is there a second?
Second.
A second by Mr. Prinsky. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Any opposed? Okay. I do have a card under public comment. Mr. Grace.
Good morning, everybody. I don't know what happened that I got one, but I was asking this question to him about San Pablo de Road. I still live over there on San Pablo, the city of San Pablo. And right above me, I didn't know about that freeway right above me. I looking and wonder which one it was. I didn't know which one it was. But San Pablo Dam Road and other freeway up there from where I'm at all the way up, that's really surprised me. I wish have more train up, go all the way up all to the last stop. I wish they have that way, but don't. But the bottom line, I love what I'm at. I love what I'm at. And I'm very happy where I'm at. I am bringing up you to know and I saw that report about the San Pablo Dam Road, and that really surprised. Now you know I live on San Pablo Dam Road, and then I love that city, San Pablo. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Okay, and with that, this meeting is adjourned, and we will meet on May 8th, 2013.
Number 4 yet?
Yes, we just did it.
I'm sorry, how did I miss that?
We had kind of a discussion about it.
Oh, it's the next committee. I'm sorry. Okay, all right. Thank you. I'm sorry.
No, we just finished administration. We're not into program and allocation yet. Okay?
Sorry,
this committee is just ending, and programming and allocation is just starting. But I'll leave that up to the chair of programming and allocation to start the meeting, your meeting.